This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pine Gulch fire is now 135,000 acres and nearly 50% contained. CPR's Stina Sieg reports it could become Colorado's largest wildfire ever.
In nearby Grand Junction, pockets of blue sky started to emerge Monday after smoke filled the air for weeks. But the National Weather Service says gusty winds could quickly blow more smoke in any direction. The Pine Gulch fire is about 18 miles away, and officials say it is not threatening the small city. But several homes in rural areas closer to the fire have been evacuated, and many more are on pre-evacuation notice. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Smoke and heat are taking a heavy toll on air quality. CPR Sam Brash reports air on the Front Range has been unhealthy for everyone this week.
State health officials say the air will be worse from Metro Denver north to Fort Collins. The area is struggling with two pollutants, ozone and fine particulate matter from smoke. Several major wildfires continue to burn around the state. To avoid it, state air quality meteorologist Scott Landis says people may want to create a safe room in their homes.
You get yourself a portable air cleaner, which are available with a HEPA filter. You put it in your one room and you run it continuously. And when smoke levels are high, you'll want to go to that room.
Landis says he does expect air quality to improve later this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
93 in Grand Junction, 96 in Metro Denver. You're listening to CPR News.